Hello everyone, welcome to episode 2 of my esports journey, where I talk about my journey from where I am now to where I'm going to be later on in life, owning an esports team, professional team, and being just involved in esports. So essentially, this episode I wanted to talk about more of what I'm doing now, which is in the collegiate esports area. I am building esports organizations, helping other people do that, and to do so, I created a document and more of an idea of how I believe people should be building esports or collegiate esports organizations. So it's called The 5 Pillars of Collegiate Esports. And just, you know, I'll upload, hopefully there should be a thing right here if I learned how to do Adobe Rush properly with the file, and I'll also link it, a Google Drive link in the description. But what it basically does is, the point of it is to help you understand that esports is not just competing, there's 4 other pillars. So the pillars are academics, careers, competitive, community, and entertainment. And so you need all of these pillars in order to have a fully mature collegiate esports organization. And yeah, you need all of them. It's not a one and done. You need 4 walls to have a room. So you can use this, you can download it, you can quote it, you can do whatever. The goal is to help you learn, build your esports organization, and I created it, but you can use it. Just, you know, if you're nice, maybe give me a shout out. If not, whatever. So I wanted to go through it. And first of all, I think what is the engine behind collegiate esports is the esports, is the competitive pillar. This is where people are competing against other people. Without that, you couldn't have anything else. And because of it, it's the first thing that you should develop or build. What this means is you need to find a coordinator or coach to create a team or multiple teams and then get them plugged into a league or find them some other way of competing. For 2-year colleges, there's leagues. 4-year colleges, there's leagues. You can use NJCAA, ECAC, there's NACE, and then some games, some publishers have their own leagues, like League of Legends has College League of Legends. So you need to figure out where they're going to compete. You need to figure out, you need to get a coach or a coordinator to create these teams, get them plugged in, and then it's not as simple as that, but it's as simple as that. That's the MVP, minimal viable product. You need a team, right? And maybe probably a coach to help them navigate these things. And so your coach doesn't need to be the best at the game. You know, if it's a parent that's volunteering, if you're at like a middle school youth league or high school, it could be just a teacher that just wants to help. The main thing about a coach that, you don't need to be intimidated that it's esports and you don't know how to play the game. You can help just with communicating, positivity or effective communication, or ensuring accountability for being there on time or helping other teammates. You don't need to be an expert at your game. At both of my positions in esports, at University of Iowa and at Wake Tech Community College in Raleigh, North Carolina, I was very successful and I suck at games. I'm passionate about them. I play them a lot, but I suck at them. And so I'm proof that you can build this without being good at the specific game. You just need to help develop the human side of the people, not just the game, but like all those things I just mentioned. And so that is the competitive pillar. In the first one you should do. The second one that really stands out to me as the second pillar you should build would be the entertainment. And by entertainment, I don't just mean creating content because it's funny. It's esports are online native, which means In order to watch esports, you need to have an internet connection and you need to have a computer. And it lives on the computer, right? Of course, you can go watch in person, which eventually esports will get to. It's not that mature yet, but you need to be able to stream it, whether that be on Twitch or Mixer, or Discord or something. But you need to be at a place where people can go and watch and support your team. And that's why, and that falls under entertainment in my mind, because it's Twitch. At least at the time of this recording, that is the major way. And you need to really, the minimal viable product is just getting a stream that people have a link to and can watch. That's it. And to need this, you need a decent computer to be able to do that. You need to be in the game and be able to stream it. So you need a decent computer to handle that. So investing at least one good computer to handle the streaming aspect so that your parents, your fans can all watch and support your team. That is the second pillar I would recommend building out. The third pillar is the community pillar. And that is, that is just your community, your support system. Usually that, at this time of the recording, it means Discord. Discord is your online gamer community. That's where everyone lives online. In Discord, for those who don't know, it's kind of like the Facebook for gamers, but it's not, because you need to build out a server, which means you need to create channels, like chat channels, voice channels. It's not as hard as it sounds, but it is confusing, and you need to spend some time to understand what that looks like. And what you could do is Google some esports organizations, go into their Discord, and just try to learn what's going on. And you need to build one for your organization. That's really important because that's where your team is going to communicate, the voice chat, right? They are going to communicate there. They're going to chat in there. That's where you're going to build the community. When you meet someone and you're like, we have an esports program, you're not going to send them a link to the school's website. You're going to send them the link to the Discord, because the Discord is where all of the links for all the other social will be. And that's where the community is, right? So, you say you're inviting a friend over that's in a different city. You don't just give them the address of downtown. No, you give them the address of your house. That Discord is the house of your organization. And you need one. You need one. And so beyond that, like in person, if you're able to, if you have the funds, you want to build out a place where the gamers can go and meet in person. This one, it has intersection with competitive and entertainment. So this is kind of just a general thing that you need is a room, an esports room. You could call it an esports studio, an esports arena. It's a place where you have computers, preferably nicer gamer ones to get everyone excited, where the people come to physically to compete, to hang out. That is your physical community, is the gamer room, or the gamer arena, studio. And that's really important. The fourth pillar is the, you've got your career, well, fourth and fifth is careers and academics. These ones, the next one would probably be careers, but it all depends. This one's a little bit more blurry of which one next. But careers would be connecting your players with other organizations, esports organizations, or connecting them with anything else that, like, they're studying, getting them involved with, implementing their degree in their esports career. So, like, say they're doing marketing, let them help you with social media marketing. Like, why not? That's where you're giving them a portfolio. Do they want to be a data scientist? Okay, let them be the analyst for all the teams and record all the stats and analyze it. And do you have a journalist journalist, you know, let them write the weekly updates for the team or the organization. So what you're doing is actually helping them build a portfolio. One thing that would connect careers with entertainment would be and I'm asking this kind of rhetorically because almost every young person these days wants to do this. Do they want to be a content creator / influencer, streamer? Give them the opportunity to create their school_username streamer account that they can represent your school, your organization, and then allow them to stream all your practices, games, and events, and allow them to proactively build out the streaming platform and gain fans and practice consistency and have standards and have your logo as the sponsor and teach them about that. And that's the portfolio that they can take with them later. So the careers pillar is really integrating people's degrees and aspirations into the program and building out a portfolio with it so that they can land a dream job. And then the final one is academics. And this is where you are, similar to careers, integrating people's passion for gaming into what they're learning currently. And so, you know, this could be anything from, again, it's tied similar to the careers one, but creating a portfolio, doing studies. If you're in like health sciences, you can create a study with your esports team and, you know, study posture or study nutrition and study, you know, the players, and you use this for school projects. Be open to that. Another thing for academics is creating, you know, an esports management certificate. It doesn't need to be accredited. It could be something that students want to do because they're passionate about, and give them an opportunity to learn and get in there and help organize events, help them do whatever. And so a certificate could have, you know, an esports history class, esports 101, business esports. You know, you could really connect many parts of academics to esports, and it's kind of like a hands-on training ground. You know, you have medical doctors that go practice in medicine, right, in the hospital. Okay, well, if you have someone that wants to work in esports, now they can go into the esports arena or community, help build it up, have an impact, and then there they go. It's a part of a class. So those are the five pillars. Again, it's academics, careers, competitive, community, and then entertainment. The priority of them would probably, of building them, would be competitive, entertainment, community, and then academics and or careers. You can do whatever. So those are the five pillars of academic, or five pillars of collegiate esports. And if you have any questions, I'm available to help you build out your organization. Send me an email or DM, or I don't know, I'll link all my social stuff in the thing. Just reach out to me. I'd love to help you build out your organization. I can provide you with the rest of this document and suited towards your school. And I can help you with hardware and any other questions you might have. So again, I'm Chase Summer. I'm an owner of esports, pro esports team one day. And I'm just documenting my journey. Thank you if you watched it to the end. Thank you for watching, supporting me. Reach out with any questions or just thoughts. I'll respond. And you rock. All right. See you later. And...